speedbuilders.com. For the record, will you state your name, please?
My name is Lee Harrison.
How old are you, Lee?
I am 17.
Do you still live at home with your mother and father?
Yes, I do.
Have you graduated from high school yet?
No, sir. I will graduate this year.
What is the name of the school you are presently attending?
Central High School.
On September 1, 1975, you were involved in an accident, is that correct?
If that's the day I was riding on the motorbike with Wayne Little, that's right.
Where were the two of you going that morning?
We were on our way to Central High School.
How close did you live to Wayne at that time?
We lived next door to each other.
How did it come about that you were going to ride with him?
I called him and asked him to drive me.
Were you going to enroll that day or had classes already started?
That was the day we were going to register.
Did you have any particular time that you had to be at school that morning?
We had to be there by 9:05, I think.
Do you recall about what time during the morning the accident took place?
No, sir, I don't.
As I understand it, your home and Wayne's home would be approximately 2 blocks from where this accident happened.
Somewhere near that.
How would you have ordinarily planned on going up to the school the day you registered?
I normally rode the bus.
Had you in fact ridden with Wayne prior to the date this accident happened?
I rode with him on the motor several times before.
Where did this accident take place?
We had turned off of Highway 50 and were riding on Turner Road, but the accident happened where Highland Drive comes in.
In what direction were you proceeding on Turner Road?
I believe we were going north.
Describe to us how you were sitting on the motor.
I was directly behind Wayne and holding on to him.
Could you see the direction in which you were going, or was your vision partially blocked from sitting behind him?
I don't remember.
What is your opinion or estimate of the speed you were traveling within a block or two of the accident scene?
I don't know anything about speed.
Do you remember things leading up to the accident and what took place at the accident scene?
No, sir. All I remember is getting on the motor and going down that street, and that's it.
Were you rendered unconscious there when the accident took place, or do you remember anything about that?
I couldn't tell you because all I remember is being there by Wayne after the accident took place.
Do you recall whether you were thrown from the motorbike or laying under it?
No, sir. I cannot recall.
Do you have any opinion as to the speed of the car you collided with?
I never saw the car, as far as I can remember.
Suppose we go on from the point where you started remembering. As I understand it, that was when you found yourself kneeling beside Wayne, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that I remember very clearly.
Could you tell us whether he was unconscious at that time?
He was, but he came to in just a little while.
Would you state where you were hurt?
The only place I was hurting was my knee and my foot and my arm was swelling.
Which arm would that be?
That was my right arm.
What did they tell you was wrong with your right arm?
There was a break around the wrist and a break on the elbow.
Do you recollect that you went to the hospital later that morning?
Yes, sir. Wayne and I rode in the ambulance together.
What, if anything, did they do for you when you arrived at the hospital?
They put my arm in a pack and fixed my legs where they were skinned.
Did they do anything else for you there?
They x-rayed my arm, and then my dad came and took me to the doctor's office.
Then you never were admitted to the hospital as such, were you?
No, sir, I never was.
What did the doctor do for you when you got to his office?
He put my arm in a cast and gave me some pain pills and shots to relieve me, I guess.
Then what happened after that?
My dad took me home.
How long were you in the cast?
About 4 weeks.
Tell me in your own words where this cast was.
It started at my wrist and went up around my elbow.
Was it a plaster of Paris cast or a brace?
It was a plaster of Paris.
Was there anything else bothering you at the time you were in the doctor's office?
I told him my neck was hurting and there was pain down in my back.
You are talking about your low back now?
No, just up in the top part of my back.
As I understand it, you had pain in your neck and upper back. Did you have any other problems?
My knees and my foot were cut, but that was all.
After your cast was removed, was any type of splint put on it at that time?
Just a sling.
How long did you wear the sling, Lee?
About 2 weeks.
Let me ask you this. Did the foot and the knees eventually clear up?
Eventually, they did.
About how long did it take to clear up?
I guess about 2 or 3 weeks.
How about your right arm? Are you having some problem with that now?
It still gives me trouble.
Where does it give you trouble, Lee? And would you explain to me how it gives you trouble?
Well, it won't straighten all the way out, and when it finally does straighten, it pops.
How long was it before the wrist stopped giving you any problem, the best you can remember?
Right after I got the cast off, it was about a week.
Is this problem you are having with straightening the elbow, is that there all the time, or is that just on occasion?
Just occasionally.
And about how often do you experience that?
About 2 or 3 times a week now. Especially when I get up in the morning.
Once you get up in the morning, do you have any more difficulty during the day with it?
Sometimes if I write a lot that day, it gives me trouble.
Are you having any weakness in your grip that you can tell, or is it any problem?
I haven't regained all my strength.